Welcome back to Quick Words, the bite-sized review show for your bite-sized lifestyle. I'm Wes Young, and today we're talking about my new all-time favorite TV show, Invincible, available exclusively on Amazon Prime. This will be the Quick Words version. In other words, no spoilers. I will merely be giving a bird's-eye view of the series, as well as why you should watch it. However, if you want to hear the full review, including spoilers and breakdown of some of the best themes that this show has to offer, well, you're just going to have to listen to my next episode that is coming out right behind this one, which is a full review. Now, let's get into it. After all, this is the bite-sized review. First of all, this show shines because of its characters, and I would even say the voice acting. Starring Sandra Oh, Steven Yeun, and J.K. Simmons, it is an all-star cast, as well as several well-known voice actors taking up some of the more episodic roles that appear once or maybe a few times. It is a stellar cast with even more phenomenal writing. These characters, no matter what they're doing, whether it's fighting an alien invasion or sitting having a conversation, draw you in and ground such an ungrounded series. It is amazing how after just 8 episodes, you feel like you know these people and they're as real to you as any other series you've watched. Now, I've touched on these characters and the plot just a little bit, so let me give a brief overview. Mark Grayson is the son of the world's most powerful superhero, named Omni-Man. Essentially, he acts as a stand-in for Superman in this universe. He has yet to develop his powers. Since his dad is an alien and his mom is human, it's a flip of a coin whether he will get powers or not. And it doesn't take long for you to realize, of course, he's going to get powers. Otherwise, the show is, it's named something different. Anyway, when he gets these powers, his life is changed forever. And in the beginning of the series, the stand-in for the Justice League, another group of superheroes, are mysteriously assassinated, leaving a void that must be filled by the remaining heroes in the world. And Mark Grayson, with his alter ego, Invincible, must step up and learn not only how to become a young man in this world and navigate high school, but also possibly become the next strongest superhero. This is a very derivative overview. Many people may think, oh, this seems like a plot line I've heard 1,000 times. Well, let me just say, this is not a show that you've seen 1,000 times. In fact, I would challenge you to watch the first episode in its entirety, and you will realize by the end of that episode, this is not the kind of series you think it is. In fact, it is much closer in nature to several other major hit TV series, most of which are actually live action. The animation is a point I'd like to touch on in this quick overview, and that is that it resembles the late 90s, early 2000s style of superhero show. In other words, it looks like Batman, the animated series, or the old Justice League series. Not as much of the newer style, but very much resembling that style of show that a lot of people my age group grew up with. And that is the target age range. It is to elicit this feeling of returning to that time when superhero shows just existed and were commonplace. However, the mature plot and very mature levels of violence and danger allow for a mature viewing experience that fulfills a lot of those newer TV tropes, is a good way to put it, that we're very used to. Also, the very smart and witty writing with these very engaging characters really draw you in and drive the show through some of the slower parts, which there aren't very many. So, who's behind this great series? That would be our good friend Robert Kirkman, who wrote the comic series Invincible, as well as the more well-known Walking Dead series. Robert Kirkman's comics and storylines rely heavily on the characters. The setting can seem derivative or play out, oh, we think this is what's going to happen. But I would refer to the first compendium of the Walking Dead series. And by that I mean seasons 1 through maybe 2 or 3 in the TV show. The comics for those seasons were written well before the TV show was even an idea. And in those comics, you will see that these characters are real characters, fleshed out, have real motivations, and they're not all black and white. And I hope I'm not spoiling this for anyone. It's been around for almost 2 decades now. In the beginning of the series, you follow Rick Grimes, who wakes up in a hospital and has to equate himself with the fact that zombies are all over the world. However, maybe a few pages in, you realize that while he's been in a coma, his former partner has started to date Rick's wife. Rick was thought dead and abandoned. His partner swooped in during that vacancy to take up the role as Carl's new father and the new head of that household. And of course, there was a lot of dramatic conflict that results from this return of Rick. That plot line is very unique. At the end of the first comic book, it's kind of a twist. Invincible follows a very similar style where you think going into it, oh, it's going to be this type of show. Very quickly, you realize this is not that type of show, and there's a lot more here. Now, to hear the rest of this review and to hear more about how this show is very different and unique, well, you're just going to have to listen to the next episode, where I will dive deep into the themes of Invincible, dig into why it is a superior television series, and why I like it so much. This has been Wes Young. You've been listening to Quick Words, the bite-sized review show for your bite-sized lifestyle.